thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Gandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Constitutional Court today struck down a section of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act, which renders defamation a criminal offense.
What the Constitutional Court has just done is to confirm what the Justice of Zimbabwe has been saying in the last 34 years, that criminal defamation is not left in a democracy, and we expect Zimbabwe to be a democracy, and we expect the country not to conform to things like criminal defamation.
The number of companies that are taking the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority to court has ballooned to more than 20 as the war of attrition between the government, revenue authority and companies intensifies.
Basically, when you create such an antagonistic situation, it makes it so easy for people to try as much as possible to avoid taxes.
And a humanitarian crisis is looming in Buhera Central, Manicaland Province, where police destroyed nearly 30 homesteads, leaving close to 300 villagers homeless.
The Constitutional Court today struck down a section of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act, which renders defamation a criminal offence. Handing down judgment in a case brought by the Zimbabwe Independent Newspaper and its staffers Constantine Chimakure and Vincent Kahia, Justice Luke Malaba said the section violated the right to freedom of expression. Malaba said criminal defamation had no place in a democracy, adding, quote, "It is ordered that Section 31A of 3 of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act was in contravention of Section 21 of the former Constitution and therefore void." Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe boss Lofty Dube tells Studio 7's Dunga Milinkomo he's encouraged by the court's ruling.
What the Constitutional Court has just done is to confirm what the progressive Zimbabweans have been saying in the last 34 years, that criminal defamation has no place in a democracy, and we expect Zimbabwe to be a democracy, and we expect the country not to conform to things like criminal defamation. And what that means is that we shall not want to see the police going around picking from these statutes that have not been realigned with the Constitution. We hope they will not start going to some of these laws and picking specifics that might bring criminal defamation through the back door.
Obviously, this is a milestone, Mr. Dube, but journalists still worry about other hostile pieces of legislation, such as the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, as well as the Public Order and Security Act.
If you look at our new constitution, if you look at Section 61 and 62, we talk about freedom of expression and access to information. These laws, if you apply the constitution to the current laws that we have, a lot of laws will need to be amended or repealed or aligned with the new constitution. And when that happens, we then are going to have a scenario where the freedom of the media will be guaranteed, where bad laws such as IPA, POSTA, Official Secrets Act, the Criminal Procedures Act, as the news organizations, will not be used, because they will then conform to the question. And as a result, they cannot be used against journalists, because they will be altered via the constitution.
That was Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe Chief Lofty Dube in Bulawayo. Dube's sentiments were echoed by Edson Madondo of the Media Monitoring Project of Zimbabwe.
It's welcomed by every democratic Zimbabwean. MMPs, alongside other civic groups, have for time been lobbying for the scrapping of criminal defamation from our statutes.
Does this mean that journalists can now operate freely?
Welcome in the sense that journalists are no longer going to be dragged to courts for exercising their rights, for executing their duties. At the same time, journalists will still be sued under civil defamation, so they are still expected to act responsibly, to write accurate stories, to verify facts, not to fabricate stories.
Restrictive laws such as the Public Order and Security Act, as well as IPA, still remain in place. What do you say about that?
That's a very big problem. Zimbabweans to the challenge of so many pieces of legislation that go against the spirit of the new constitution. We still have restrictive resistance under HIPAA. We still have undemocratic resistance under OSHA and many other laws that relate to Zimbabweans' right to exercise their freedom of speech and expression.
Edson Madondo is an official of the Media Monitoring Project of Zimbabwe. He was speaking on the line from Harare with Studio 7's Ntungameli Nkomo.